pray. Faithful, merciful, loving God, we pause to praise you and honor you and to lift your name in worship. God, we love you. Help us to love you more. We believe in you. Help our unbelief. We want to follow you. Strengthen our steps so that we could follow more faithfully. God, we invite you to work in us so that you can then work through us. God, this morning we pray for, again, for our trip, that you would give us safety, that your Spirit would guide our steps. Those of us going want to pray especially for our families. Pray for those that we are leaving behind. Come alongside them. May they know your love and your comfort and your peace when those of us that are normally in their lives are gone. God, we pray that you would be present in our relationship with the people of Malawi and Lisa Njala. And we pray that through your presence in our relationship, each of us would be changed. As much as we want to see you in them, we pray that they would see you in us, and we would each grow because of that interaction, more and more into the image of Christ. So we give you that trip, God, and each of us, we give you our lives. We want to be your people. We want to be your ambassadors, your presence in the world. So we give you ourselves. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me grab the cups before I forget about that part. I am particularly excited to celebrate communion at the worship service in this church. Last year, apparently, they started to run out of the juice that they were drinking, so they started adding Coca-Cola. That's great. So we have Coke in here today. But one of the amazing and beautiful truths of our faith that we celebrate at communion, one of the reasons we call it communion, is that just as we remember the broken body of Christ, we remember that we are his body here and now. We are the body of Christ in the world. And so at this table, we proclaim that we are one in Jesus. One as members of this community of faith, one with believers all over the world. And I am excited to celebrate that reality, that truth, with people who are just so different from me in every way. This morning, I'd invite you to come and celebrate our oneness in Christ. We celebrate at this table that Jesus went to the cross, his body broken for us, so that our sins, our brokenness might be healed. And as our passage said, we have redemption in him, the forgiveness of sins, because he was broken in our place. And we are made whole in him. On the night that he was arrested, Jesus took the bread as he sat with the disciples. He gave thanks, and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body broken for you. Take it and eat it. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup and poured it. And he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for the forgiveness of sins. Take it, drink. Do this in remembrance of me." And whenever we take the bread and the cup, we proclaim Christ's death until he comes again. In a moment, the music will start, and I'd invite you to make your way forward, two stations at the front. Take a piece of bread, dip it in the cup. We practice open communion, which means you don't have to be a member, you don't have to be Presbyterian. If you are following Jesus, this table is for you. So when the music starts, I would invite you to come as the people of God and receive the gifts of God. Amen.
Searching all of my day, all of my day. Many a road, you know, I've been walking on, all of my day. And I've been trying to find what's been the days keep turning into night. Breathing. is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Okay, one last thing I want to do. If you are in no way related to somebody going on this trip, you can sit down. Which would mean still standing are the family members of the trip. And their kids are not in here, and I should have done this when the kids were here. But for those of you that are sitting down, if you would look around and notice these folks, because they are going to need your prayers and your support, especially the parents. Whose last name is Keeble. So, one way you can be a part of this trip is just your care and your maybe phone calls or anything you can do to just remind these folks that this is good. This is good, what we're doing, what we're a part of. Now you can stand back up and receive the benediction. May the love of God the Father, grace of Jesus Christ, His Son, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and always, weaving us together as one in Christ and sending us out as the people of Christ. Go in peace. See you in 2 weeks. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right. Thank you.